Hi, this is Paul Marks, host and producer of Multifamily Matters. Today we're going to air the best of Multifamily Matters. It's a very educational and informative episode, so listen and enjoy the best of Multifamily Matters.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am Paul Marks, your host, and we have a great show today with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. So you manage a team of people in the multifamily industry, or you are working in the multifamily industry. How important is enhancing your multifamily knowledge and education and that of your team? Also, what is available in the way of multifamily educational opportunities for you and your team? So with that in mind, our topic today is the importance of talent development and personal development in multifamily. Joining me by phone is Rich George, an author and the owner of NOI Coach, a consulting and training firm that supports the multifamily industry. And in the studio is Robert Lopes, founding partner and CEO of Relic Realty. Welcome, guys.
So, good morning, Paul.
Yeah.
Good
morning. So, and I'll, for our listeners' benefit, Rich is calling us from Michigan, so he's in the cold part of the country right now. Tell us a little bit, Rich. You and I originally met when you taught a class at the Houston Apartment Association that I took, and I know that's how you met Robert, was through class. You go all over the country on behalf of different associations as well as other ways and teach these classes. Tell me how you got into that and what it entails.
Well, thank you, Paul, for giving me the opportunity, and it's great to virtually catch up with both you and Robert. having been able to spend time with both of these guys, you do have two industry giants here and people that are committed into the education and furthering of our industry. I believe that, you go back in my career, I've always been destined to be someone that stands in front of a room. I'm one of those people that I absolutely love sharing the things that I've learned over the course of my 30 plus year career. And about 12 years ago, actually, I decided that I was going to do that full time, and I became a industry speaker, consultant, executive coach, and I've been doing that ever since. I get the wonderful opportunity of traveling all across this country. I've spent about 160 nights this year alone. Wow. In hotel rooms, being able to spend time with audiences through apartment associations, through private companies. I've been spoken at the national conference with 10,000 of our closest friends, all the way down to 6 people in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I just really get to live vicariously and see the educational journey and the development journey of people at all levels of their career.
And I happen to know your backstory, but you didn't just one day 12 years ago say, hey, I want to teach multifamily and pick up a book and read about multifamily. You have some real deep background in the multifamily industry.
You know, it was my college job. I started off as a groundskeeper in an apartment community, and I worked myself through every plausible position on site, through into a regional office, being a regional manager, through vice president roles, all the way up to the CEO of a couple of organizations, regional and national firms, in the latter part of my active working career. And then, I refer to myself commonly as a recovering property manager, because 12 years ago, we sold the company I was working for. And I found myself suddenly going, maybe I need a real job, or maybe I need to pseudo-retire. And this is what I'm calling retirement. In fact, I just had this conversation with my wife yesterday. She's an engineering manager for General Motors here in Michigan. And, she's got a definite plan to get to retirement. I'm like, I believe what I'm doing is retirement, because what I do every day is I do what I love.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful gift to be given at this point in my life, to be able to just simply do what I love.
So when we were discussing the topic of the show, about talent development and personal development, which one of the things you obviously want to touch on is the designations that can be earned in different industry organizations. I immediately thought of Robert because Robert, to my knowledge, in my experience, and I talk to people all over the country in the industry, you have more designations that you earn than anybody that I've ever come across. Tell us a little bit about what drove you to do that and some of the designations that you already have.
Well, first, just thank you for having me. And you know, I guess to play off a little bit of what Rich said is I think that, you know, I'm sort of like the opposite end of the spectrum. I benefit from people like him that travel across the country. I'm in awe of his story and the sacrifices that he puts into thinking of being in a hotel room that many days. and I get to sit here, and when he comes to town, I get to take one of his classes and benefit from his knowledge. And I think for me, it was, how do I cram as much information in as little time as possible instead of sitting on site for 10 years in one place and waiting for someone else to tell me what my value is as I move up and get incremental increases. And, you know, I was just aggressive and always wanting to learn. And, you know, coming straight out of college, a similar story. I mean, I was actually working for a resort company, doing marketing for them. And I was, you know, making six figures in college and probably was not smart enough to be making that much money and how to spend it. And I had a friend in the apartments that I lived at during that time, and he worked in the office, and he just seemed so much more relaxed. He would fall out of bed and be at work, and he wouldn't drive. I was in Dallas at the time driving around. You know, it just seemed like a more comfortable situation. I wanted to focus on my actual grades. That's part of me being that professional student. I wanted to make sure that I could get good grades and focus on the things that, you know, were in front of me. And I was lucky enough to go temp one weekend and loved it. Got a job with a company out in Dallas and, you know, kept moving forward. The designations that I ended up getting were just challenges. It was, as a leasing consultant, I wanted to get my CAM. I felt like I could be a manager, but I figure, you know, some managers get the CAM when they do it, when they are a manager. And I figured maybe I can get the CAM and it'll help accelerate me getting to be a manager. Mm-hmm. And it kind of worked out. You know, I have the NALP CAM CAPS. I've done the advanced instructor training with Rich. I am pool certified, EPA Universal for ACs. I've been with the Institute of Real Estate Management, done my ARM, ACOM, and CPM. It's a lot of initials.
That's right.
You know, it takes a long time to break them all down, but they're all industry specific. And I think if anything, they're just, they just show your dedication to what you're doing. I mean, I don't think it's been the main thing that's helped me in my career. I don't think any one of them alone makes a difference. I think it's a nice conversation starter. Mm-hmm. I think there's camaraderie that I've built and the people that I've met. I think that helps more. There's people that have no designations that I've learned tremendous amount of information from, been big influencers in my career. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much to it, but I mean, I love education.
Well, I was going to say that the one thing that impresses me about, I guess, the variety of designations you got is that most people you see, if they're in the leasing side, they'll get the designations that are for that. Or if they're in the management, but I mean, you're going into maintenance technicians, you're going into pools, you're covering the whole gamut, and that's impressive. And Rich, do you see all that a lot around the country, or is Robert one of the few?
Robert will always be an exception to the rule, but there are those folks that have that voraciousness to learn, and I think that's great. I want to piggyback off of something that Robert said because it really resonated with me. He said that, you know, the education itself, the designation itself has not brought him the success, but it really is everything that lies behind his attitude to go get that information,
right?
To be engaged, to be present in his career, doing what he's doing at the time he's doing it, and always with that eye on the future. And I believe that that's really what talent development is, what personal development is. It's about never being okay with today. You know, I think it was Anthony D'Angelo who said, develop a passion for learning, because if you do, you will never cease to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's that's the end run here, is that we're always looking for that next better thing, looking to embrace change like it's our own child. And I was fortunate enough in my career to surround myself with people that had one-tenth of the drive that Robert has. And I think that's really the best indicator of who your star performance, who the future of our industry is, are those people that are voracious about learning and bettering themselves.
Well, we've got a little bit less than a minute left, but I did want to ask you, Rich, about something that Robert mentioned, and that was that, you know, in the personal development increases his earning ability. What do you find across the country that executives are saying about the classes you teach and why it's important for their team to get those designations?
You know, as the person holding the moniker of the NOI coach, I always am trying to draw a direct line between learning and the effect on the NOI, the effect on the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And there are some companies that really recognize that. There are some companies that I've worked with that have actually charted how their those that have their CAM designation, for example, their Certified Apartment Manager designation, how their NOI growth is compared to those that don't. And it's a pretty solid truism that there's a direct correlation between those that are actively engaged in doing their job and learning more. So be a great topic to pick up on after the break.
All right. Well, we do have to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen & Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of the importance of talent development and personal development in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is Rich George, an author and the owner of NOI Coach, a consulting and training firm that supports the multifamily industry. And in the studio is Robert Lopes, founding partner and CEO of Relic Realty. During the break, we were talking about the fact that personal development and what it means as far as increasing earning power and so forth. Robert, articulate for the audience your reasoning behind what you did and where have you seen the payoff, not necessarily financial, but as far as experience and life lessons that you've had from going through the process of getting this education.
Sure. Well, I'll say for me, it was about being more comfortable in all aspects of management, understanding every line item that was on my profit and loss statement and my impact to each one of those, each area, just being comfortable with the things that I was uncomfortable with. So if I didn't understand maintenance and why things cost so much or what the alternatives were to doing some work in-house versus finding a contractor to do it, the markups, the differences, the time, the value of all of that. So I think for me, it was seeking out, you know, other people's experiences because I can only have so much on my own. So going to those classes, going to the Apartment Association, that was the first place that I started with. And I think it helped put me around other like-minded people. And I could see where they were also kind of compared to where I am in my career versus where they were in their career, what positions they were in, and it made me more confident if I was ready to move up to take on the next position. And I mean, I think your value, your strength in negotiating your salary comes when you can determine how much you can affect the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So if I can look at a profit and loss statement at a property on day one and determine what my value is or what I can change and how much I'll actually save and return to the investors, I think that's pretty strong and pretty big confidence booster when you're saying, hey, I'm worth, you know, 10% more than candidate X that you're also interviewing, or when I know that this position, they might only have a certain amount budgeted, but I know that I'm either what I'm worth and either passing on that opportunity at that time of my career or in taking on and being ready to wait it out for the next one. And then I was also fortunate to get with a great company where I even took a step back at one point in my career because I knew they were growing and I had an opportunity to kind of move up through the ranks with them. And because, you know, they were investing heavily in education. They were supportive in everything that I was doing. It helped me in my career being at the time, a newlywed, young, out of college, and, you know, only making $30,000 a year as a leasing consultant, wanting to move up and get to the manager salary that makes double so I can live in a home and, you know, have a family and do all that stuff a little more comfortably. I mean, that was also part of my selfish motivation as well. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't want to have to wait a decade to move up for right. something like that. Cause that's, I don't know. I keep saying a decade. I feel like that's like the benchmark to go from like assistant manager to manager, manager to regional. And it's just like, I would think, and it's like, man, I'm going to be 50 if I do what the common story is. So it's like, well, how do I accelerate that?
Right.
And so that's what it was for me. And then now in owning my own company, that's a whole different stratosphere.
Right.
And then that's more paying it forward and doing it with your team.
And Rich, what he just explained is something that we've seen, I know, in the Houston market with a few of the people that are hungry for that and who actually love the multifamily industry.
You know, I think that it's inherent in Robert's story and my story as well. I think that you had two people here that started off as entry-level employees in our industry, and both of us have owner or partner as mm-hmm. part of our title now. And so I believe that that's really who our investors, our owners, all of the people who have in our industry, the people that we look up to, they are not looking for employees. They are looking for partners. And the only way to start thinking like a partner is to understand how someone else thinks. And the way to understand how someone else thinks is through learning. Having that ability to say, I don't know everything. I want to know more. And really having that hunger, that desire to change your station in life. And it's through talent development, through personal development, through learning and education, and through openness that we get that.
Well, and I would say that's true and correct about, you know, the people wanting, the companies wanting partners. But I mean, more so for me is where my mind was kind of blown when I got into this industry, it was to see that how much that you learn directly from the income statement. I mean, that's all the information right there. That's the whole story. And so you could, you know, how much is allocated to even the payroll, what can be paid. And it was just like, I guess the industry was just so open, whether they wanted to be or not. It was like, if you really had the drive, it's an open book. You could learn anything you want. They basically teach you how to run it's a multi-million dollar asset, but it's like running a small company. So you're learning all the basis points of it if you want it. If you want to just be in your position, that's great. You can just be a career leasing consultant. I know many people that make a ton of money just doing that, floating around doing lease-ups. Mm-hmm. But it was just like to see this whole business opened up in front of you. That's what I felt like early in my career. And it was like, I could learn anything I want. And whether as long as I was willing to go after it and ask the questions to the right people. So.
Yeah, no, that's very important. Rich, you know, these classes and the educational opportunities that are out there through, for instance, the Houston Apartment Association and other apartment associations around the country, that's actually information and educational programs that are coming out of the National Apartment Association. Is that correct?
They are out of there and local. I believe that, you know, one of the fortunate things that you guys have, being able to call Texas, and specifically the Houston area home, you've got HAA and you've got TAA, two of the strongest state and local apartment association or apartment NAA affiliates in the country. People all try to model after that. So you get an abundance of programming, like the designations, the things that Robert's earned, I've earned, you've earned, Paul, the CAS, the CAPS, the CAM, the NALP, the IROP. These are all national designations. I just actually spent the latter part of last week out in D.C. Doing some subject matter expert work as we are improving the CAM and the CAPS program right now. So, you know, those options are out there. But on top of that, you layer on that, and HAA does an abundance of other work. You know, the apartment association is really designed to do three things, in my opinion. We educate, we legislate, and we recreate. All three of the things we do very, very well. But HAA does a great job on all of them. And their education programming, I know that Emily and her committee there are in the process of rebranding what was formerly known as the Apple Series, which was just a fantastic education program that brings in industry thought leaders from around the country more than once a month. She has a really robust calendar, and it's got one-shot pricing. I know that they are rebranding it, and I don't know off the top of my head what that's called, but definitely look at the HAA website and look for their subscription education programming, which is fantastic. And then you've got your own local companies, and you've got your industry partners. For those of you that are in maintenance, look to your suppliers. They run programs all the time. And then read voraciously, listen to wonderful programs like Multifamily Radio here with Paul. He's always talking about industry thought-leading stuff. There's online education. There's just it's really overwhelming the different places that you can go to further your understanding, you know, where you can question everything, learn something. It will change your life. It will change your career. The opportunity is so abundant.
Yeah, I would say part of that, Rich, that for me, some of that is just luck of being in the right place at the right time. Houston being such a robust association, or Houston Apartment Association, having the chance to meet Emily, I mean, big influencer in my career, put me in position in places where I didn't even think I was comfortable being. I mean, she would always challenge me, and put me in the, you know, ask me to teach classes when I didn't think I was ready to do that kind of stuff. So she's that, and just the association itself, I would have never known, like, until I went to other cities, how great how involved the association in Houston is. I mean, I thought this was just the norm because I just happened to be in Houston and I got absorbed into it and kind of got pushed along in my career too to do more. So some of it wasn't just my drive, it was other people and not wanting to disappoint.
That makes sense. Well, I want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any of our archived episodes of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website and do that at www.multifamilyradio.com. We're going to take a break and be back after these messages with much more on this topic. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we are discussing the topic of the importance of talent development and personal development in multifamily. I am Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is Rich George, an author and the owner of NOI Coach, a consulting and training firm that supports the multifamily industry. And in the studio is Robert Lopes, founding partner and CEO of Relic Realty. I do want to take just a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the flooring professional advisor specializing in make-ready replacement of flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. So in the last segment, we were talking about educational opportunities, classes that are available. And I know, Rich, you had mentioned the Houston Apartment Association in the Houston area where our show is based. Tell us a little bit about what you think is available there.
You know, I think that starting there at HAA, over the break here, I popped up their website, and it's so abundant with education opportunities. Emily and the committee there, Emily Karen and their committee, they just do such a great job. But they also host once a year the HAA Education Conference, which is a fantastic event. I've had the fortune of speaking at that conference. And then you move up to the state level, you got the Texas Apartment Association. I actually spoke in San Antonio earlier this year for TAA, which is, you know, it's a large educational conference that has, you get the opportunity to go for just a couple of days and see industry speakers from all over the country and thought leaders. I think they have almost 3,000 people at that conference. And then when you then elevate up to the national level, it's now branded as Apartmentalize. That's the National Education Conference. This year it will be held out in Denver in June. Last year it was in San Diego. And just an abundance of opportunity for education, for, you know, really allowing your mind to expand, to think about those things that, you know, unfortunately, being property managers, it's a tough job. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get lost. We can't see the forest for the trees. And taking these breaks in time where we go do a half-day seminar, whether it's through the education series that Emily hosts there in Houston or whether it's going to TAA, gives you a minute to step back and think about what we do and start to do what we do on purpose. And I can truly tell you when I look back across my career, it's those moments that ideas came to me when I got away from the day-to-day drudge that allowed me to go from being a groundskeeper to a CEO. Mm-hmm. I mean, it truly is a wonderful gift that you give to yourself. Feed your mind. It's just a wonderful opportunity.
And, you know, when we have listeners in the Atlanta area or in Virginia and so forth, they have local apartment associations who have the same types of classes they offer, and I'm sure you would encourage them to those listeners to check with those apartment associations as well.
Absolutely. You know, just the two that you mentioned there, Georgia, I'm going down there to do a CAPS class here in January. If you're listening and you're looking for that opportunity, I'd love to see you in that room. And in February, I'm going to be in Virginia doing the same class. You know, everywhere you go in this country, there are great people that are putting together wonderful education programming, and they work hard to do it. And they do it. I love the call out that you gave there, Paul, to your sponsors. They do it with the help of our industry partners. They are so critically important to bringing affordable education programs all across the country.
Right. So, excuse me, we've talked about the formal educational opportunities they have available, but there is a less formal way of getting an education in this field as well as other fields, and that's to find a mentor that has the experience and the practical knowledge to help you. Robert, in your career, have you found mentors that have been able to assist you?
Yes, absolutely. Ones that I've worked with and, you know, ones that I haven't worked with that I've just met through through the association or through the Institute of Real Estate Management as well. That's another one. But I would also say there's the just them being someone that you could call on. You may not have spent day to day in the trenches with them, but just to have a separate experience that you can kind of draw off of and have an idea that you could bounce off of. Bill Nye was another person for me that I spent a lot of time speaking with. I mean, I'd always sit in the front of his classes, and every time he would take a break for someone to go to the bathroom or something, I'd sit right in the front and just ask him as many questions as I could if he didn't leave, just to learn as much as I could. But I think, you know, a real mentor for me actually became my partner, but in my career, she was my supervisor, and that's, you know, Karen Riley. And she, I would say spending time with her, it kind of put everything in perspective. So I'd go out and I'd get a designation, and I'd come back with a big head, like, I just accomplished this and I learned this in this class. We got to start applying all this stuff, and these are all the things we can improve. And she'd be the one that would slow me down and say, no, this is the real world. This is how we're going to do this, and this is what works right now, and this is why we do things different. This is what doesn't so much apply to the property you're at. And that's the person that I work side by side in the trenches with. And you know, would every time I would have something, and, you know, we'd either solve a problem together, or we might have some kind of conflict, which is not a negative thing, but a conflict of, like, how we would solve the problem. There's so many ways to get to a solution. And, you know, and I think it's like iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of helped us in our careers, and it helped me. And I was able to, and we were able to partner and do our own, start our own company later on. So, I mean, we definitely benefited from it. There definitely wasn't a lot lost in that conflict for us to be able to partner later on in our careers.
Sure. So. Rich, how about you and mentors?
You know, I've had several mentors throughout the course of my career, and I continue to get new ones every day. I find that what's most important, and I would call it a thing of old age, but it's really a point of wisdom that I've learned in my number of years on the planet. That is to really go out and identify who your mentors are. Make it formal. Let someone know that, hey, you know what? You've really had an inspiration on my career. I was wondering if I could reach out to you every so often and just chat. One of the most special things for me of what I do is I ask every time I teach a class, every time I teach one of these designation classes, I ask everyone, I give them my mobile number and say, when you pass that test, I want you to send me a left fist bump, and I'm going to send you back a right fist bump emoji, just so that we can form that relationship. And it's great because now I have these people that come to me every once in a while. They're about to make a pivot in their career. They're about to make a big, you know, motion on a property. They're trying to decide to do something. And I love being that person that can be an outsider, that can look at it. And I believe that it's really important to identify that. And, you know, to the point that it's actually created another business that I'm opening up. It's actually called Apartmentors. So it's a play on the word apartments. Apartmentors, and I've partnered with some of the people that I believe are some of the industry's best leading voices. We're putting together an online educational programming about soft skills, not the hard skills, not the fair housing, the sexual harassment, but those soft skills. And I'm partnering with people like, you know, industry legends, in my opinion, people that were my mentors, Doug Jasek and Jackie Remstead and Leah Brewer and Rebecca Rosario, Chad Moonen, and Mindy McCorkle. That's the makeup of our group at this point of Apartmentors. And we're really trying to do a formalized mentoring program that companies can adopt, because I believe it's one of the most critical elements of education. You can go learn the hard skills through the Apartment Association, but you really need someone to teach you those soft skills of life, how to be reliable, why it's important to have the ability to not only communicate with people, but connect with people, to help people develop more than their IQ, their EQ, their emotional quotient, that ability to to move an organization through the people that are there. It's a fantastic thing that we have to really do, because as leaders, as teachers, as people that are responsible with other people in our charge, that's an enormous responsibility that we have to take very seriously.
Yeah, and the people that you listed are going to be joining you in that endeavor are all. I mean, that's like an all-star team. It's really I'm excited to hear more about that in the future. And when are you going to kick that off?
You know, we've been doing a soft rollout for about the last 18 months. We don't want to roll anything out until we know we're ready. But we're developing a. I don't want to go too deep here.
Sure.
I'm not selling something at this point, but, you know, we found 72 competencies that we've identified as to what it takes to really the soft skills that it takes. And we found a great 360-degree survey tool where somebody can do a self-assessment. And then we're developing, we're about halfway through developing a learning program to go along with that. And because you can't really teach someone a soft skill, all you can do is inspire someone to determine what it is. I can't necessarily teach you how to be reliable or responsible, but I can give you a hunger or a thirst and tell you why it's important in your life.
Yeah.
And that's what we're really shooting for.
Well, that's wonderful. Like I said, I'd love to hear more as you do roll it out. We are going to take a break. We are going to be back with our final segment after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of the importance of talent development and personal development in multifamily. I am Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is Rich George, an author and the owner of NOI Coach, a consulting and training firm that supports the multifamily industry. And in the studio is Robert Lopes, founding partner and CEO of Relic Realty. I do want to remind our listeners once again, if you want to find out more about the show or you want to listen to older archived episodes, you can go to our website at www.multifamilyradio.com. We touched a little bit in the last segment on developing your talent and creating opportunities for the people who are in your charge to learn. And Robert, you have a company that employs folks. Education costs money. How do you deal with that? How do you help out with your employees?
Well, yeah, it's a necessary investment. I mean, we have to. It's a different approach. If you own the property, then it's and you care about education, you're going to invest in it. But I think the other part of it is, if you're a fee manager and you're fee managing for a client, it's to make sure that we are, when we're setting these budgets, making sure that we emphasize the importance to the clients to put money in these budgets to continue to develop the teams on site, and sort of like what Rich says and how it affects the connect everything to the bottom line. So that's a big part of what we do. I mean, we also have to use our resources. I mean, being not the largest company, we don't have an unlimited supply of funds, and we do have to think about the investments for the partners as well. So, we do tap into the association. I know we've mentioned that a lot. It can be costly. I mean, education, I've spent thousands of dollars. I mean, I in my career on education, some that you get designations for, and some are just, you know, just personal enrichment. Mm-hmm. But I think that the associations, they all have grant programs that you can participate in. I think, you know, Emily, even with HAA, they have the HAA Next group that, you know, I'm a part of. And, you know, she's pretty much a mentor for a generation out in Houston. So I think just getting connected with the local associations, there's Multifamily Insiders that does great webinars, anything that you could find. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to do the most expensive things all the time. You can find things that are, you know, cost-effective resources that are out there. But it's definitely important. If you're not investing in it, then I don't see how companies can sustain themselves without investing in education, especially with the way things change, you know, in this modern world, social media, you know, the fair housing laws, the government, and the way everything's changed in the past few years. There's just so much nuance, and being tapped into an association that plugs into all the legislative aspects as well. You have to make yourself available and make your teams available as well. You have to teach them how to be you, because if you just limit their knowledge, mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to grow the way that you need them to perform.
And I want to ask you this question, and then I want Rich to answer it as well. But in your company, how do you encourage your teams to get the same passion that you have? And obviously, you're setting an example just by what you've done. But sometimes,
yeah, I think setting the example is part of it. I also think I don't like it to be a discouraging thing too. I don't want someone on my team to feel like they're less valued because they don't have a certain credential. Mm-hmm. There's so much more that comes into learning that is not that so much that I've learned that you can't earmark with some letters, or with a stamp of from a class. So I do think that for me we encourage it. We want our teams to go in and do all of that, but I mean you have to have the drive within yourself. So I think part of that is interviewing and hiring the right people that fit your culture. Mm-hmm. And I think when you start there, then you'll find people that are passionate about developing their career. And it may be to go get into classes or something like that. It may be some extra time after work, or, you know, spending time with another peer, or even just having a direct line to, you know, some of the leadership within our company, and us just being willing to invest that time back into them.
Right. Rich, what have you seen?
You know, I believe this. Every time I teach a designation class. Paul, you had the opportunity to sit through the CAM/CAS class with me, and you can attest to this. One of the very first things I tell people is that somebody sponsored you to be here. Somebody is more than likely paying for your admission price. Somebody is giving up your lost productivity because you're not on site doing your job, and somebody's invested in that. And those people that did that, they're investment managers. That's their job. It's what we do in our business. And so it's your job as a student, it's your job as that person to be able to go back and clearly, directly articulate the return on investment for the money you spent to be in that class and the lost opportunity for why you were in that class. That opportunity is just monumentally greater. The opportunity is so much greater if you do something different. Because learning, you know, there's an old saying that learning hasn't happened unless change occurs. And you have to do something different today, do something different tomorrow, do something different the next day to continue to get a different and potentially better result. I think that that's really... For people that are in Robert's position, where he's the shepherd of a team, he is that person, he can only be expected to continue to invest in the development of his people if that investment continues to provide a return. It's no different than if I invest in the stock market or I invest in any investment vehicle. If it's not giving me a return, I'm going to stop investing in it. Mm-hmm. And so that's the job. And I believe that the fact that Robert has all of those designations, and I'm assuming that throughout his career, there were probably employers along the way that helped subsidize much of that. Mm-hmm. But he had to continue to show them a return on their investment for him to continue to get the opportunity for that development.
You know, what's interesting is in my discussions with people, for instance, in the Houston area, there's a lot of great large companies that are out there and different size companies that are always active in education and promoting education for their teams. as well as having them be active in the association events and so forth. And then there's other companies that are large and well-known who either don't allow their teams to be involved or are discouraging that. And I've heard that from some of the team members that work for those companies and how disappointed they are. Why do you think that is?
You know, I personally believe it because I've heard it directly from, you know, senior leadership's mouth from companies that are in that latter part that you were talking about, that they don't send their people because they're afraid. They're afraid that if I educate them, they're going to go get a better job. Mm-hmm. If I send them to these activities of the apartment association, they are going to meet somebody and they're going to get a better job. My response to them is you need to be the better job, and you're the better job by continuing to invest in people. You know, that old adage of, you know, I don't train them because they might take that opportunity and go somewhere else, but heaven forbid you don't train them and they stay.
That's true.
So I think that that's the, you know, that's really, it has to be, you have to really face into the wind on that one. You have to realize that sometimes people will take the opportunity and they will continue to grow in their career. And you need to stand at the sideline. You need to applaud them as they move on and know that someone else is going to, that's even better, is going to fill their shoes because you have created an environment where people can grow. Mm-hmm. That's truly, you have to be a farm where the soil is rich. If you're not, then all you're going to get are the weeds. That's right. What's going to stay behind.
That's a great adage.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got some great sayings, Rich. You know, internally, though, I would say even for us, like I think a little bit the opposite way, and me and my partner as well, like we think of what is the impression of someone when they do, if someone, I mean, we hope to have an environment and a culture where everyone wants to stay with us and we want to invest in education. I mean, we're going to invest heavily, especially if we see talent or, you know, something in someone that we can grow. But I think that we think if they moved on, what's the impression that someone would get of our company if we were the last company they worked for? And so I want them to think, man, these people are really trained. They know so much. This is, I want someone to come after all of our talent because I want them to be highly sought after because they know so much and they're so in depth in their knowledge and the way they participate in running their property. So I just take that as a form of flattery, and we'll continue to, I want to be the farm system that develops the talent and sends it out to the rest of the industry. I think that only helps us as a company.
Yeah.
And I think that all three of us on this call, we would all consider ourselves the great employees to the employers that have hired us over the years. We're the great employees, but we all can tell you stories about how those companies that invested in us created loyalty in us that made us unpoachable. Mm-hmm. You know, because I mean, there were companies that I worked for in my career that I left very easily and I had no issue leaving them, but those are the companies that didn't invest in me. The ones that it really took a huge leap opportunity for me to leave were the ones that had invested in me. I stayed far longer than I probably should have, and I accepted salary that was much lower than I should have out of loyalty for a company that was investing in me.
So, yeah, I was going to say that about taking less money. I've taken less money to be in places where I felt more valued, and it wasn't always because it wasn't about the money. Sometimes the pat on the back or knowing that they saw in me where I wanted to go as well, like the same thing that I saw in myself or even more in me than I saw in myself. I mean, that created an undying loyalty to stay with them no matter what. Even when I wanted to start my own company. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, that all makes sense. I want to take, we just got a couple of minutes left, and I want to take let each of you take a minute or so, talk a little bit about yourselves and if what you're doing currently, and if someone wanted to get in touch with you for your help or assistance or to learn more about you, how they can do that. So go ahead, Rich.
Well, I am known as the NOI Coach. So I've got a website out there. It's called NOIcoach.com. Paul mentioned in my intro that I've written a couple of books. In fact, we did one of your shows about the book I released earlier this year about leadership called The 12 C's of an Exceptional Leader. But really what I think is most appropriate to our topic today is the very first book that I wrote, and it's called Hire the Best, Ditch the Rest. Because for those of you that are leaders out there, those of you that are in management, whether it's middle management, none of this works if you're hiring the wrong people. You really need to hire people that build your team with people that have that voracious hunger or that thirst for growing and learning. That's where it starts. And you know what? It's tough to do that. And you surround yourself with people truly that are better than you are. I believe that that is the secret sauce in our business. And the reason that was my first book is when I decided that I was going to become an industry speaker and executive coach, I had to look at myself and say, okay, I've been peers with all of these folks for many years in the apartment association. What makes me so special? I can stand in the front of the room and tell them something special. And when I really thought about my career and what gave me the most opportunity, what took me from groundskeeper to CEO, had very little to do with the gray matter that resided between my ears, and it had everything to do with the people that I surrounded myself with. And that's the reason my first book was Hire the Best, Ditch the Rest.
Someone wants to get the book or the books and they want to reach you. How can they do that?
They can do that through my website, NOIcoach.com, or it's as simple as send me an email, rich@NOIcoach.com.
Great. All right. Robert, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
You know, kind of same as Rich. I think, everything in my career has come through benefiting of a relationship with someone else or a partnership or learning from someone. So, I mean, we do things as a team. And I think even more importantly now in my career at the point that I'm in, that's even more true. So, we're a growing team. Anyone can reach me at robert@relicrealty.com. Our website is relicrealty.com. Growing company where, 2019 is every year we do there's a new focus. And so I think 2018 was a tremendous year for us. 2019 will continue to be another groundbreaking year for us and continue to grow. So if you're an investor, you're someone looking for an opportunity, just reach out to us. Or if you just want to talk about multifamily, I mean, that's just what we do. We love what we do. So give us a call or shoot us an email.
And that's Relic, R-E-L-I-K.
R-E-L-I-K, yes, I forget. I feel like that's the normal spelling now because it's been so long.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. It's been a fascinating show. We're going to be back next Friday and each and every Friday right here at 10 a.m. with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.